Hello, my name is John Reed, and I've been the Cleveland Browns team photographer since 1981. When you're a sports photographer, being in the right place at the right time is everything. If I am on one side of the field and something happens on the other side, I can be completely blocked by other players, by the referees, by the chain crew guys, and sometimes I'll be where it happens right in front of me, and it's perfect.
Whedon looking, right corner of the end zone, throws, touchdown, Jordan Cameron!
My favorite player to photograph would be Trent Richardson. The kickers say you're only as good as your most recent kick. Well, I'm only as good as my most recent photo, and Trent's given me some really great photos this year. The second touchdown he scored at Cincinnati, I remember seeing him through the viewfinder and thinking, okay, he's tackled. He just kept going, and all of a sudden he's running at me with the football. So that's always a lot of fun.
He's in the end zone! Oh, baby, have we got somebody special!
The hardest part about being the Browns team photographer is dealing with weather. Some of the weather games that I've had to deal with, and it seems for some reason they always involve the Browns and the Bills. A lot of fans will remember when Phil Dawson had the 50-yard field goal, 48, you know, in the middle of the snow. That's just an amazing kick. Because that was that day, if you happened to be in the stands and were looking down at the field, you would have seen everybody was pretty much on the visiting side of the field because the wind was blowing so hard, our lenses would fill up with snow. So if we went on the visiting side, which is where the wind was coming from, only the eyepiece of the camera filled up with snow, and that was easy to clean off more quickly. But still, it's fun because it's so different.
Dawson's kick is a line drive, and it is off the crossbar and good!
One of the best things, and maybe my favorite thing about being the Browns photographer, is the travel that I get to do. I've always enjoyed travel anyway, and I get to go to all the games, and in fact, when the Browns played in Dallas recently, that was my last stadium. I have been to every NFL stadium now. I've actually done it twice before in my career, but they keep building new buildings, so we'll see how long this one lasts. One of the most exciting things about being a sports photographer is when you see your pictures used, and you get a great picture of a great play, and then you see it used in an exciting way. I had a picture up at Green Bay, and there was a play at the end of the game where Brett Favre's trying to throw a touchdown, and he threw it in the end zone, and there was just a collision of guys, and there's like three guys flying through the air, and the ball's up in there, and it actually got used in Sports Illustrated, so that's probably my favorite. I also do other sports. I've done a lot of baseball. I did a lot of Major League Baseball work, particularly in those unfortunate 3 years where there wasn't a team here. But my favorite thing to photograph would be football, because there's different things that happen all the time. Different sports have different ways of being shot. With football, it can happen anywhere on the field. And so it's much more challenging. And also, there's something that happens every play in a football game.
He's all alone! 10, 5, touchdown! 71 yards!